Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods. The
score! This hour is brought to you by Jewel Osco.
It's time for 5 on Leila Rahimi and Marshall Harris with Mark Rohde. Bring you 5 topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I got 5 on. Number 1.
You're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. Who was the MVP of the Bears' wild 47-42 win over the Bengals?
It's the MVP in your heart. I guess it has to be Colston Loveland, right? Because he caught that ball. He was able to hold on. He knew to go ahead. He knew that he had a physical mismatch, and he went 58 yards for the score. That's my default. Or perhaps the other one is Kyle Manungai, because the Bears needed him when DeAndre Swift was out, and they needed him to step up, and he had a career game. So those would be my two. I'm sorry I can't narrow it down.
We're doing two then? Did you just change the rule?
I did. Well, Ann had to go. We have more time now. So
she took the 2 top ones. Yeah, What's she leaving us with exactly?
Well, you can also choose the same ones. We can just give them different trophies or something. I'll give like a green trophy. You can give a bear sticker.
Okay.
And then Marshall can give like, I don't know, some gift.
But why can't you make the decision between the two?
Yeah. That's what I'm
Because it's hard when you've got like the game winner, but then you have the guy who like helped them get there.
Marshall, pick one. Yeah,
I'm going to do the job that was assigned to me.
Yeah, take the task at hand.
I can't believe it. Can I tell you something? It like really upsets me playing favorites. I don't like playing favorites. I don't like it when people do it to other people. It's like really troublesome.
Then why do we do
me.
The question?
Because it's a good question.
Okay.
I will give a more satisfactory answer.
All right, please.
I will say that the MVP of this game was Colston Loveland. And the reason is, it's his best game as a rookie. Much like Kyle Manungai, the difference is, at the end of the day, it's going to be remembered as Colston Loveland ran 58 yards to the house to secure a Bears comeback win after they had led the entire game.
Somebody on Twitter said the MVP was the Cincinnati defense.
Well, that's also, they deserve votes.
I will go with my MVP for the game. Give me Manungai. Give me Kyle Manungai.
He's your Manungai.
He's my Manungai. He's always been my Manungai. I take into
account. He didn't even score.
I know. Oh, so the 176 yards just means nothing.
Hey, my guy had 2 touchdowns. I don't know. Last time I checked,
that's what made it hard, guys.
3 catches for 22 yards, 6.8 yards per carry. And even when the Bears were not making space for Kyle Manungai, you always got the feeling when he had the ball in his hands that he was going to take the ball at least 2 or 3 yards. How many times did he surge the pile forward? The whole, oh, he's still going. He's still moving.
Churning
all the things that we heard about why he's valuable or was valuable in college. That's the scouting report. Not saying this guy is like your starting running back by any means going forward, but I'll take what he did yesterday against a bad Bengals defense. 6.8 yards per carry. Congratulations. You are my Manungai.
He's so, so
your Manungai.
The Twitch mob says Bears 2 is the MVP.
Bears 2 was on their bye this week, weren't they?
And then, no, Bears 2 played Bears 1 in a shootout.
Oh.
And then another Twitch mob comment is Doug was the MVP.
Doug.
That's what we get for having
Doug
friends.
Is a real person, okay?
Is he really? Yeah. I mean, that's his imaginary
Layla
chair
has
right
met
there.
Him. Layla has met him.
We've hung out.
Really?
Yeah. Doug's a friend
if
to
If it was just me,
Marshall's
that's one
friends
thing.
Are friends with everybody.
Yeah, I don't hoard friends, Grody.
Yeah, well,
Maybe your friends and my friends, we all meet up some. Maybe it's going down. It's going down.
Why
in the South.
Why gotta be violence? Why can't we all join in a have a good party?
I would love that. I think we need a big party.
I thought you were starting with like the Sean Combs lyrics, but that's not where you went with that.
Oh, yeah. No, I was not going there. No, it wasn't going there. Uh-uh.
Maybe at the mall. It's going down. Does anything go down at the mall anymore?
Doug.
It's about to go down.
317 says, who do you think you are, Layla? Only the morning show gets to ruin questions on the fly. Oh, no, I ruined them.
We altered it. That's what it was.
Oh,
hey,
yeah,
you
sometimes
are
you say stuff out loud and you think it's ruined. You're like, no.
You changed the play at the line of scrimmage is what you did.
I audibled
it audible.
And it was a false start.
But you can't give two people the ball at the same time.
Well,
yeah.
You hit Marshall for a first down, and then I got a first down because we actually follow the rules, the spirit of the question. So
I'm sorry.
Yeah. All right.
Number two.
Was this a breakout game for Kyle Manungai, or was the Bengals defense really that bad?
I'm going with the Bengals defense being that bad. I think at one point, Robbie was sitting here texting, talking about Manungai. Ah, I was like, Layla could run for whatever in this offense.
So you're saying there's bad 176-yard days?
I don't
saying?
Think I would have been as fast.
Well, here's what I'll say. If that had been a better running back, do you not believe he would have had more yards than Kyle Manungai?
I don't know. would they have fed DeAndre Swift as much?
No, because Manungai would have been there to take some of the carries.
Yeah.
And the only reason, remember, Britton Brown scored Kyle Manungai was getting retaped on the sidelines. Yeah. Otherwise, he probably does get into the end zone. Then maybe he would have had enough to be my MVP of the game.
Everybody's MVPs are hilarious. 815, does Zach Taylor get credit for a Bears touchdown? Daryl gets a single MVP vote. Daryl.
Me?
I mean, Al Golden might have been the MVP now I'm thinking about it. But listen, what I'm saying is, for this specific thing, the Bengals defense isn't just bad. That's why I wanted Ant to put it into context.
Mm-hmm.
It is the worst hands-down defense in the NFL, and they looked every bit of it.
Historically, there's some history they're making.
Yes.
I didn't dig that up, but I know there's some
How are you scoring that many points back-to-back weeks and can't get a dub?
Yeah.
Because your defense is basically saying, no matter what you do, we'll go one further and give up more.
Well, like I said, I do take into perspective that it is a rancid run defense. But, you know, what I really look forward to is, Leah, look that word up. Did I just use that word incorrectly?
That's so hot in here. Yeah, it means spoiled. It's not that hot in here. You guys are just hot. In really heavy clothing.
Just nasty. What I look forward to, honestly, with Manungai is what we saw in the game. Was it 2 weeks ago where Swift had 100 yards and Manungai had 72 yards approximately? Like, that's what I want to see. Like, if you can get this dual somewhat of a threat going with your running backs, that's the dream. And that's
Did
what
you
I
say somewhat of a threat? They are second in the NFL in rushing yards per game, trailing only the Buffalo Bills. I don't know if you've seen them lately, but they run over whoever they
want. They had a very nice game against the Chiefs yesterday.
They're already there.
It's a threat, but I want to that's what I continue to look forward to. That, like, this is great. I think I like the game more where the two almost had 100 yards together.
Hi, I would like to submit that Kyle Manungai had yards after contact. Now, granted, the Bengals defense tackles about as well as I do.
The Bungles, Layla.
They're just bad tackling, some really bad tackling. But when it comes to, you were looking for downhill runners up the middle, some traditional ass stuff. And I feel like that's what we saw out of the concepts that we saw Kyle Manungai run, and then also how he was utilized. And then it was credit to him, because every time he fell forward, I was like, wait, that was how many yards? So when you're seeing that kind of progress in the yards, that's where I think the breakout can be applied. We needed that kind of contrasting style to what DeAndre Swift does. And when both of them do what they do, then everybody gets to be the better version of themselves.
Also, Colston Loveland did the same thing. He got contact and just kept running yards after contact. That's how they won the game at the end.
Right, against a bad defense.
Because the defense is that bad. Yeah. That's my point.
So everything's got to be taken with what? I think it's got to be more significant than a grain of salt, but somewhere in there.
Now he's
pound of flesh.
Daryl.
Daryl.
Daryl
was so Friday. Yeah, I don't acknowledge
Daryl. This is Halloween costume.
Halloween's over.
Number three.
Third question here on Five on It. Rahimi, Harris, and Grody. Should Bears special team coordinator Richard Hightower have been on the plane back to Chicago?
I would like to present some evidence. First of all, let's start with the first play of the game. That was a touchdown for 98 yards. The Bengals were up 7-0.
Chuck Jones.
Who?
Old Charlie Jones, but he's from the area.
Let's then go to the beginning of some of these Bengals drives where they also scored. Cairo Santos kicks 58 yards from the Chicago 35 to Cincinnati 7. Samaje Perine to the Cincinnati 45. That was a 38-yard kickoff return. Let's go to yet another one. Cairo Santos kicks from the Chicago 35 to the Cincinnati 6. Samaje Perine, 25-yard return. Let's go to another one. Chase, the field goal drive. How about that? That was a punt that the Bears were able to return. That was a punt that the Bengals were able to return. So that was another one where they got the ball back. Then let's go to another Bengals touchdown drive where Cairo Santos kicked 59 yards and Brooks ran it 31. How many times am I saying 30-yard, 40-yard, 30-yard return? We talk about hidden yardage. They had tremendous field position the entire game, it felt like. There's more, but I want to go through them all. We'll run out of time in the segment. Then there was the onside kick failure. Then there was the block kick. Like, he's the only coach that was retained. I'm going to need somebody to make sense out of this. Somebody.
Richard Hightower should, I guess, be back on the plane. But you know what? No treats for you. No nice gourmet meal with all the desserts and everything that you get on those charter planes.
You get the basket. Like, when you get onto one of those charters, they always have, like, a basket of, like, crackers and cheese and stuff. You can have that stuff, but not the menu items.
Does he get
the
Biscoff?
That's all he gets is a Biscoff. That's what I'm saying. You're doing too much, Mark, by giving him access to the basket. If I had a basket, it would only be Biscoffs, and you can only have one, Richard Hightower.
Biscoffs are amazing, though.
He only gets one, though. That's the thing. That's the thing about Biscoff on the plane is one's not enough. So you're always like, eat the one, and you're like, oh, I wish I had some more.
But there's two in the package, right? There's two in the package.
Yeah, one package is not enough. I need more than two.
I see what you're saying.
I always ask for extra, by the way. You're not going to charge me $200-something, $300-something for a flight, and I'm not going to get my adequate share of Biscoff.
I save them for later. I like put them in the bag.
My Biscoff.
I do, too. After I ask for more, I just stuff them away. I was like, this will be nice later.
Oh, I just get the one and I save it.
It's funny because they never like get mad when I ask for more. They just give it to me.
I'm still reading kickoff return yardage.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're still doing that?
Yeah. Yeah, I am.
Yeah, look at this. So you say he should not have been on the plane, Layla? Say he should not have been on the plane? He doesn't get the Biscoff.
He doesn't get the treats.
Right, right. No treats.
I just want to know why the only coach who was retained has games like this.
Yeah. I say put him in an Uber. Send a message. You're going home in an Uber.
Uber?
You're going to the six.
Still car service.
Tip the driver from Cincinnati.
And it's
Chicago.
An Uber X, not an Uber Black.
It's an Uber pool. You will be pooling all the way from Cincinnati.
What about a smelly
Chicago?
Uber pool?
Yeah, with a chatty driver.
Yeah, chatty driver, smelly, reeks of.
And the brakes don't work. Come here often.
Yeah, he wants to tell you all about everything. Yep,
I like the Uber pool is probably the best punishment.
You hit a pothole and it's like clunk, clunk.
So there it is. We will send a message.
I feel like nobody does Uber pool post-pandemic. I remember when they brought it back after the pandemic. I was like, oh, they really want to try this one, huh?
Oh, I've done it. Post-pandemic.
How's it going?
I mean, it takes you. You go on an adventure sometimes, but I've done it.
Let me tell you what I think Uber pool has become. Real-life chat roulette.
It really is, because I've had some interesting conversations.
Oh, I bet. You know, I was thinking, like, it sounds dreadful. It actually sounds fascinating to me now.
It's not
fascinating.
You're an extrovert.
Yeah.
Hey, Mark, it's not fascinating when you're Uber pool, and then they pull up and pick somebody else up, and they pull up and they pick up another person. Now there's three of you in the car. Yeah. It can get overwhelming real quick.
Add, like, 20 minutes to your estimated arrival. Yes. Like, that's just what happens.
Or 40.
And then, 40! And then
not 40.
It's happened to me.
That's crazy.
Right. Lucky I didn't have to get anywhere quick.
Tell me the discount wasn't like $2 and you're like spending 40 minutes on
$2. No, the discount was significant.
Discount.
No, it was better than that. It was significant. It was about $6. Okay. It was worth it to me.
Oh. It's like everything's going great. Now we got to go pick up Doug. Oh, we got to pick up Doug now.
He's really sad.
Yeah.
Really sad about the Bengals.
Okay, now it's starting to sound sucky again. It's like when you're in high school and your parents drive you and they got to pick up your friends and you go to every house at the end of the night to drop everybody off. Yeah.
Which, if I was a parent, that would stink. I would not want to do that. Right, I would not drop everybody off.
847, I've not done Greyhound, but I have done the Megabus.
I like the Megabus.
Megabus was awesome because it had Wi-Fi, but like Megabus made a lot of stops. And then I'm like, this is a 3-hour trip that was 5.
I have a Greyhound story for a different day, but once I was on a Greyhound bus for 27 hours.
What?
That sounds like fun.
I'll explain a different day, but yeah.
Please do.
I mean, we might have a couple minutes later.
Number 4.
Well, we've learned what everyone thinks about pool ride shares, but what did you learn from week 9 in the NFL?
I learned never to watch the Jaden Daniels video again. What was he even doing in the game at that point?
Malpractice
all around.
False confidence from having played the Bears last season. They'll give it. Game's never over until it's over.
And that wasn't apparently the only debilitating injury in the game. Did I see Marshawn Lattimore too? Like that's the injuries, man. But that Washington game, that was brutal. On the other side of it was a dominating performance by the Seahawks. To which that made me deduce that if you watched Bears Seahawks last year, you should be entitled to compensation. Those two teams are so much more entertaining now than they were last year in that 6-3 mess.
Class action.
The thing that I learned about from the NFL Week 9, NFC North's wide open. Bears are in the driver's seat. Win the rest of your games. Take the North. Like the podcast says, take the North.
They haven't taken the North. They haven't.
They've given it back several times.
But what I'm saying is, if you look at the standings based on what happened in yesterday, the things that happened, the Vikings beat the Lions. How much more beatable does that make the Lions feel like? Also, the Panthers beat the Packers. How much more beatable do the Packers
Rico
feel?
Dowdle, baby! So,
Packers are weird, man. They started off the season like they were going to be the runaway team. Then a little lull.
They couldn't beat the Cowboys.
Right, and then
they couldn't beat the Cowboys.
But then the last few games, you're like, oh, okay, they really are. Parsons has the 3-sack game, and you're like, okay, the Packers, and then that.
The Bears are a half game out of the division lead.
NFL.
Go win your games.
NFL is happening right now,
isn't it? Go win your games, yes.
The league is in full effect where we're all at that such a confusing point. That's my biggest takeaway.
And
because,
also... Oh, go ahead, sorry.
You need to finish your takeaways.
Don't watch the video.
No, you're good. Okay. All right. Minnesota might not suck now. I've been on the does Minnesota suck wagon this year for a while, which they never let happen. And now I'm like, maybe they don't suck because, as you mentioned, they did beat Detroit 27-24. And then to what Layla was saying, does Washington suck? Is it possible that that's what's happening before our very eyes, that last night was the latest example of a 38-14 romping by Seattle? And Seattle might be really
good.
Whoa,
another romping?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Whoa.
I always should reserve that for the romping, which was game 3 of the preseason when the Chicago Bears beat the Buffalo Bills 38-0, and Britton Brown had over 70 yards rushing. And that's how that translated into a 22-yard touchdown run yesterday for the Chicago Bears. Why aren't you looking me in the eyes right now, Marshall Harris?
Can I just ask?
The romping reference, I forgot
about
it.
So a preseason game gets its own title and word? Like
it does. Hey, if you know, you know, man. You know what I'm saying?
It's a great game.
It's an exclusive club. If you know the romping, you know the romping.
Did we get through 5 on it?
No.
The romping is back.
Anthony here didn't even stay for the segment. We still couldn't get through it.
How about that? He just picked up and left.
Well, okay. There was a lot going on.
I know. Yeah. But we still make fun of him.
Hey, speaking of Kyle Manungai, Colston Loveland and all, Bears youth had a pretty good day yesterday.
Youth gone wild.
Yeah, we should examine that next. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on the score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And they lean on his drive to take Manungai. Sensational right from the start. Manungai unleashed again into the second and third level as he continues to gash his defense.
That's CBS Sports. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And we want to tell you that we're taking not only who's your guy called, because Manongai is our guy today. Who's your Manongai? Exactly. But we also are taking your calls in the next segment, 312-644-6767. And I understand we've got one now. So, hi, let's take your call on the score.
Hi, it's Danny in New York City by way of Wilmette.
I mean,
Danny and Wilmette. It's not Danny and Wilmette on the hotline?
Yeah. What's going on, guys?
What's
I couldn't
up,
wait
Danny?
Till Wednesday.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Raheemy Harrison Grody. No, first time, long time, big fan. But listen, we don't do as many bits as we used to, right?
we were just talking about that.
Yeah, there's not enough bits in society. It's why I love First Things First. We do a lot of stupid bits, and I don't like. Maybe I'm forgetting one, but Grody, I think you maybe have the best, and if not best, certainly most popular recurring current bit on the score, which is just Bears.
And, Bears.
Yeah, Bears, of course, Bears. And just by judging things on a scale of Bears.
Yeah.
And so I was curious. I think, if I may.
You may.
I have something for you. I believe I have something that is 10 out of 10 Bears.
What? Whoa. Okay, you can't. This better be good, because you can't get careless and frivolous and all of that. You better come strong here, Danny.
So I understand. Listen, okay. On the Jack Sanborn scale of Bears, whoa. I understand that this is what I'm about to say. I am calling my shot. Okay,
all right.
I'm pointing to left center ahead of the pitch, one finger out towards the outfield, and I'm calling my shot that when you factor in everything here, including the year, it is 10 out of 10 Bears. So everybody, I'm sure, knows by this point that Caleb Williams was the first player in NFL history with 3 passing touchdowns, 50 or more rushing yards, and 2 catches in a game in NFL history.
Bears.
It's never been done before. But tell me how many Bears this is, Grody. If you lower the threshold to 2 passing touchdowns, 50 or more rushing yards, and 2 or more catches in a game, the last player to do it before Caleb Williams on Sunday was Sweetness, Walter Payton.
Oh, my God.
In 1983.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
1983.
83?
Wow. And just to add, oh, my God. Wow. Wow.
Did you just hit your chest like the super
I did.
Fans?
I was having a minor heart attack right there.
Did you have
right
some
there.
Polish sausage
I,
in there?
I had a little bit of spilkis in there. Yes, no, I did have a Polish sausage lodged in the lining of my heart at that moment.
Danny, what have you done?
Danny. You can't. You know what? It's almost unfair because you mentioned, yeah, it's 10 Bears. It's Walter Payton. It's Walter freaking Payton. So when you inject that, that's an automatic 10 Bears. I am going to pull them off this card. I don't know, Danny, if you could see right now, but I have little Bears stickers that I will be sending you. Robbie, get some postage ready. We got to send this to Danny, okay? 10
Danny,
Bears.
You're getting some Bears your way, Danny. Don't shoot where at.
Nice job, Danny. Now, I really thought this was going to be a big bust, but that is good.
Wow. Yeah.
The lack of confidence, wow. Danny. The lack of confidence.
Really?
Yeah.
Listen, Grody.
Yeah.
I cherish. I'm not saying that all of my bits haven't been 10 out of 10 bits, but you know, if I am going to commit to your bit, I'm not going to ruin your bit.
Yeah.
If I could put Caleb Williams, Walter Payton, and 1983 in the same fact,
irresistible.
I gotta say,
83.
Irresistible. Yeah. That is, wow, man. Congratulations, Danny.
You know what's sad? It's like when you say that at another workplace, like nobody's getting it. Like you just have this thought and you can't say it to your coworkers because they don't understand.
Yeah. Well, I think they understand Walter Payton.
But not to the extent.
Yeah.
They don't understand the layers.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, no, you'll see this graphic later on today on First Things First. But the fact that I could, so anytime I could put Walter Payton and Caleb Williams' picture next to each other on TV, obviously I'm going to take the opportunity. But the 1983 component made me feel like I needed to share it with you guys first. It just made me happy, and I couldn't hold it for Wednesday since I knew Grody would be at
Well, thank you for that. And today is overwhelming because I didn't think it could get any better than the last rookie tight end to have a 100-yard receiving game was...
Yep.
Heart attack. Mike Ditka. So I was like, the pressure was really – yeah, put that on your little graphic. Put that in your little graphic for your little TV show.
Yeah, but that one's bear specific. At least this one's like –
you know, that, exactly. Exactly. That's bears. I can't get that on the TV show. That was bear
specific. Because I'm like, why are you putting all this bear stuff in?
Well, there were so many cutaways of guys dressed as Ditka, Danny. So many on like yesterday.
Danny Ditka.
Halloween bears got to make that costume. But Grody, you know, like the genius who invented the Polish sausage with the Italian beef.
Yeah, like it's a very important person. Of course.
The little mixture, the little twofer there. That's what my bear's stat was with your bear's stat.
Right. It's the combo, man.
I go Caleb and sweetness. You go Loveland and Ditka.
Oh my God!
We get beef and sausage.
Like those are the aces. Those are the wild. Those are the wild cards in the Uno deck. You know what I'm saying? Like you pull those out, it's like there's nothing you could do now.
And Robbie Danny is growing a mustache.
Not good, like, Danny. Real
like
bad.
I feel like it's all coming
Gave
together.
Gave me bad genes.
Our little Robbie.
All right, I'll see you guys later. I'll talk to you.
Oh, that's it. Okay. All right.
Bears.
Yeah.
10 bears, Danny. Good job. We'll talk to you later, buddy.
Thank you, buddy.
Bear, see you Wednesday, Danny.
I feel like he's getting his he wants to tell somebody about the 83 and he couldn't.
He had a need.
Yeah.
The need was met.
But yeah, bringing it to Peyton. I mean, the 83 thing is like dessert. The main meal, though, is 34.
A little sweetness.
Like, you just can't deny that. Like, I was ready to shoot Danny down. Like, in my heart, it wasn't going to be good enough. Then he busted out what he busted out. And now I know why he called.
Grody
now I know
why he called. Clutching his heart.
You're ready.
Because I've been having palpitations since the beginning of this episode.
Grody, can I say you were ready to defecate on his idea?
Oh, my God.
No.
Layla, do something about the defecation talk.
No, that's also part of the
it's
bit.
It's inappropriate.
No, everybody's got their bits. I can't rule on them. That's not my job. I'm not a mom.
Poke it out, you know? I mean, unbelievable.
That was precious. I'm sorry, Robbie. I thought the mustache fit in with the Ditka talk. I thought your dad would want to know you were growing a mustache.
He kind of got off the air pretty quickly after. Once the Robbie talk started,
he bailed.
What happened there?
He abandoned me. My father abandoned me. He also gave me terrible genes. Like, this mustache sucks.
You're the good-looking
Danny
Parkins.
Just don't hang out with, like, my family where we can grow mustaches in, like, 2 days, you know, and then you're good.
This is 2 weeks, and it's truly the worst thing that's happened to me.
I will never forget the first time I heard somebody tell me they couldn't grow facial hair, and I was like, what are you talking about? That's not a possibility
in
life.
It's gotta come in handy now, like with beards being so popular. Like the 2 day people are winning now, really, right?
Are beards popular?
Very popular.
Oh,
yes. Yeah.
Why are you looking at me like that, Layla?
Because you casually can change your facial hair at all times.
But am I wrong about that?
I can't. I have no connectors. Layla. I just goatee.
Oh, you don't?
Yeah, just goatee.
Oh, I didn't know you had
that's all I can do.
Don't the majority of men between 30 and I'd say 40 have a beard now? Am I wrong?
I don't know.
I don't think the majority have.
Yeah. Okay. That's a lot of people. Yeah.
Majority might have some type of facial hair.
Ray.
How about that?
Look at Ray. All bearded
Ray's
up
gifted.
Over there.
I know. Ray's
all furred up.
Ray's a 2 day beard guy.
He's such a good Ray. Yeah.
I had a mustache in the sixth grade, man.
Did you really?
Hey, don't mess with me. Hey, wait, Ray. Right.
You were the sixth grader with a mustache?
That's right.
Since we've
like, hey, man, what's up? Yeah, hey, man, got a mustache. Yep, yeah, I got one. Yep, I got a mustache.
I'm literally
yeah.
so jealous of sixth grade you.
I can't believe people want facial hair this badly. I've been trying to get rid of it for years.
Facial hair frightened me on on junior high kids. That's scary, man.
Ray has sent us some news. I think it's breaking news.
Is it breaking?
Yeah, it is. Because you know what?
Furry
I need
Ray.
You all to dare to dream right now. Breaking news on the score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. John Heyman says Cody Bellinger has opted out.
Wow.
He's coming to the Cubs.
Whoa. First of all, we all expected Cody Bellinger to opt out. Let's start with that.
Hey, that first step had to happen.
Okay, that's fair.
But you have heard of me.
I have heard of Cody
You're
Bellinger.
You're the worst pirate I've ever heard of, but you have heard of me. Also, who was laughing after that game? Jaquan Brisker.
Oh, yeah. He did say he seemed like he was pretty mild in his comments post-game, basically saying this is a wild game. Yes.
It's sad that Jaquan Brisker gets a laugh after that game, after the ludicrous things he was saying.
What did Justin Jefferson say to him in the, I think it was the afternoon show that was playing it last week, where Jaquan Brisker was mic'd up with Justin Jefferson, and they were double teaming Justin Jefferson, and Jaquan's talking trash, and Justin Jefferson's like, what are you talking trash when you guys can't even cover me one-on-one? And he shut him up. yikes in that moment.
No, I kind of love it, though. Like, I love the perseverance. All right, we already decided to take calls in our next segment, and we clearly took one from Danny and Will Matt earlier.
He won, man. He won.
So let's take another call. Who should we go with, Ray? Ray's on the phone.
Tony.
Tony and Joliet, you're on the score.
Tony.
Hey, guys. What a great day. And I want to start off first, Layla. 10 years, I was online. I was trying to get on, talk to you, and Ray wasn't able to get me on that day. You guys were really busy. But what you've done in Chicago media, what you have transferred to what women represent in this town, you are the Caitlin Clark of Chicago sports radio. I love you. Your parents should be so proud of you. And my point on Caleb, when you see special, you don't analyze special as one negative thing, like maybe he doesn't throw over the middle as well. When somebody's special that has eyes behind their head and can move out of the pocket like I've never seen anybody do, throw on the run, at that young age, and you have a coach like Ben Johnson, that game was so fun. We saw stuff we haven't seen ever with the Chicago Bears. Touchdowns from people throwing that never threw, even getting Bajan in there to throw him one. It was the coolest game ever. And I think with this lineup, every week is going to get better. And we just have to be patient. But I think, I really believe in a couple years, we're going to be talking about this team on Super Bowl Sunday. I just think they have it all. They have the foundation. And Caleb has poise. And poise at a young age to be able to come in and talk to your huddle and say, guys, be poised. We're going to get this done. They believe in him. And if the players believe in him, the fans should. Because the players make money on how good he does. The fans don't. And if the fans support him, that's all that players support him, that's all that matters. So, guys, love you. Grody, it used to be the Bears. Every time I hear Bears, now I'm thinking like Bears.
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 Yeah.
Bears.
Just make it easier for yourself. Bears.
Can I just get a clarification? Which Super Bowl Sunday are we going to see the Bears in?
A couple years.
2 years.
Okay. 2 years. All right.
I like it. Right. I like the way you're talking.
I go 3 years with it. I do.
Bears.
Okay. 3 years is good. Tony, thank you for the kind words, and thanks for calling in. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score, and you can join Tony. We are going to take your calls on this Football Monday presented to you by Plumbers 911 and Busey Bank and Great Clips. So let's continue at more of your calls, 312-644-6767, next on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Listen to Raheemy Harrison Grody on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score, talking about a Bears 47-42 win over the Bengals. Yeah, that's right. 47 points the Bears scored. It's a lot. It's a lot to get used to. So we're absorbing it now. We are taking your calls, 312-644-6767. There are many Bobs who have called in. I feel like all is right with the world. Danny invoked the name of Walter Payton.
I mean,
83 is out there. Things are starting to right themselves in nature. Let's go to Bob on the South Side. Bob, you're on Raheemy Harrison Grody.
Oh, hi. Good afternoon, everyone. Happy Bears Monday. And I just brought a point up to your caller. I can't think of one quarterback that could have made that throw in the NFC North. I could be wrong. I mean, I'm not trying to put the cart before the horse, but I think the kid's growing up, I think he's never been coached in his entire career. I mean, he's sort of like a free horse, you know, like doing what he can. But I think there's so many little building blocks that Ben Johnson's instilling in him, and I'm so happy that we have that quarterback. I know, you know, like all the other quarterbacks, Drake May and everyone's like, I just think that we have the best fit. He ran so well. He passed so well. He was very, no interceptions. And, you know, it's interesting that Ben Johnson hasn't given him a game ball. And I think that's a sign to just to keep him hungry. And maybe that's my thought. But I'll hang up and listen. Go White Sox. Bye.
Oh, okay, Bob. All right.
I'll go White Sox.
Hey, why not? Hey, good. Good.
Wait, he didn't get a game ball against Dallas?
Ooh. He did.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Caleb.
Here's the thing about Caleb
Williams.
That's
okay. Let's bring it up again and remind the people.
He's talking about the other quarterbacks. And, yeah, the other quarterbacks have seemed to be winning the battle right now over Caleb. But what you and this ties in with the throw that he made and saying that could any quarterback in the NFC North have made that throw to Colston Loveland at the end. Thing is maybe you're right about that, but Caleb's done that throw before, too. Like, last year, I think it was to DJ Moore, I want to say. Maybe in the Minnesota game where they the game-tying field goal before the Bears eventually lost that game. But we saw some of those types of throws. His arm talent is extraordinary, and that's what keeps everybody coming back.
No, you're right about that. In fact, I'm trying to find it in my digital notebook, and it's just a little more difficult. The control F doesn't apply here on the dock.
Yeah.
But I do want to say that there was a throw where he was running to his left, and he was throwing the ball, and it was a dart in the game yesterday.
A seed.
And I don't think that there's a lot of quarterbacks who would have made that throw.
Yeah, that's true.
I was surprised it was caught. It was thrown so hard.
He's got that.
That's it. Yeah, we know he can throw the plus-plus fastball.
It's really the
off-speed that you want to see perfected.
Yeah, you want to see him be more accurate. And those issues still exist no matter what happened yesterday and how encouraging it was. But that's good call. Thanks, Bob. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Bob. Now let's go to Jason in Oswego. Jason, you're on the score.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Jason.
Good. You might want to turn your radio down a hair.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'll walk away from it. All right. Yeah, so you guys touched on it earlier. I want to talk about the broadcast. It's definitely not a broadcast Monday, in my opinion. there's three calls that were pretty nuts, in my opinion. One being the blocked field goal or not blocked field goal, which we never got an answer on, right?
Right.
And then
bizarre.
You guys touched on that. But also, I mean, I think the biggest one, you know, growing up, There were certain plays you always paid attention to, right? Like a Hail Mary and then an onside kick. And to me, like that onside kick when there was 20 seconds to uncover that pile and they're downplaying it like, well, it didn't go 10 yards, so yeah, it doesn't really matter. That was insane to me.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there like, did they change the rules to the kickoff?
Yes.
Because I know they changed so many other rules. That was the one thing I was like, well, I guess it has to go 10 yards no matter who touches it now.
You're spot on.
Was there one more thing you had an issue with? You said three calls, right?
Then the touchdown that DJ Moore had. Like they took half of that replay to mention the fact that it might actually be a touchdown. You know, there was either going to be a touchback or he was out of bounds. And I don't know. I think the first replay I could tell he was over the end zone, over the end line. They didn't mention that at all. They kept talking about how it might be a touchback. Well, it might be a touchdown, too, because he had the ball and it was over the line.
Yeah, Jason, I think all of that is worth bringing up. The hardest part, too, sometimes is that, like I said, there were a bunch of discussions about the return yardage. You know, it was like, oh, it was a 39-yard return. To what yard line?
Yeah.
And
yes.
Maybe that's being nitpicky.
To what yard line?
And sometimes you just want to see for yourself. And yes, you can see where the ball's lined up on the camera.
Yeah.
You can see all of that. But it just helps. But the one that I thought was the most egregious was, how do you not tell us what happened during the blocked kick that we didn't know was blocked until we looked up other sources?
Go to break. Yeah, just go to break. Yeah, we don't know. The truck's like,
no,
we don't
they
know.
Went
just go
to break. There wasn't even a toss. Like we say, we'll say like, oh, we're back after this
what
or something.
What the hell was that?
There was none of that. So that was, I don't know if that was a timing issue or what, but
well,
that was really confusing.
That type of thing, though, is on the league. Like there's like the person there's that guides the broadcasts with the that wears gloves. You don't see him
the
on
red
the camera.
Hat. Yeah, they call it a red hat.
The red hat, yeah. That's
he's the one who tells officials when, he's the one to tell officials to wait so that way they don't resume play before they're, like, if you're in commercial for too long.
Yeah.
So that's the opposite of that.
Well, I guess while we're at it, like, these guys, like, I didn't even expect them to do it, but what bugs me in a lot of football teams, even the good ones, is not identifying who made the tackle on defense. Even if it's not defensive plays, special teams plays, where they're so quick, especially early in the games, where they're so quick to want to get to the graphic and show you the offensive line. Like, who just made the play? Who made the tackle? Identify that, and they weren't doing that a whole lot. Yeah, there was too many times in this game where you needed an explanation, and you can't just assume that your audience. We're pretty high-aptitude sports fans, the three of us sitting here, and there were things that needed to be explained.
There was a penalty on Orlando Brown. They didn't say his name.
Yeah, it was tough because I was trying to keep up and I kept having to pause and go backwards to just make sure I was understanding what I was watching in right. terms of this is the second watch, mind you.
Oh yeah.
This is the second watch.
That's such a great point. I went back many times too because of the broadcast to see if I could decipher what happened myself.
And it's a hard job, no doubt. Play by play is a very hard job.
You
color
would
commentary,
know, yeah.
Very hard job. But at that level, I was surprised at maybe some of the way the game was coming across. The field goal thing has got to be the top of the list, though.
Yeah.
Because I've never seen that before where a field goal was missed in that manner and you don't know what happened.
Nobody knows what happened. They're not even trying. I understand if you don't know what happened. Let's figure it out. Let's figure it out in real time. Let's keep looking at different angles. Let's see who touched it. Let's see what happened.
Well, and if you go to break, then there's got to be some sort of acknowledgement on the other side of the break as to what happened.
Yeah.
Which happens, like, you've got to take your timeouts and your commercials, as you pointed out, Ray, like, when you can. That's a league-coordinated thing. But that was strange. Yeah, there were and just so many times where I'm like, well, what yard line are they to? You know, like,
yes.
And I'm not expecting to, like, listen, like, the radio, but it's just something where if I'm taking notes, you just know to hear it.
Right, to the point where I noticed.
Out to the 42.
Well, I was asking you guys in the show meeting, because you guys are TV professionals, that do they never put the yard line on the graphic? Because I was
the
they weren't saying
CBS one, I don't think has it.
Well, like they should. Like I was saying, like baseball does it right. Like they've got all the stuff up there, like, and they've figured it out through the years. Like you watch a baseball game from the 90s, like on Marquee or something like that. You don't know anything that's going on in the game. It's amazing that we survive without it.
But now we have the score bug, and you know runners on base,
yes.
What the count is, how much time is left on the pitch.
You should know all that stuff. You're entitled to all that
you
stuff.
You are, and I wasn't as mad as, like, a lot of people didn't like Adam Archuleta. He's a defensive player. He's trying to mess up the offense by trade. So I wasn't necessarily upset with his points that he was making about the Bears offense, for example. That didn't upset me as much. It was the, why aren't you telling us what's going on?
Well, that's the part that Adam Archuleta, to me, failed at because, you know, Spiros doesn't have, like, he should have been better, too, at some of those things as well. Like, some of it the play-by-play guy does have to handle in real time, especially if it's happening fast and you're moving on to the next play. But I did think Arch could have explained some things better and given some more unique perspective than he did.
Well,
but anyway,
Jason made a lot of good points, and now unfortunately we don't have time for any more calls.
Oh, Bears.
I'm sorry. We ended up talking about that for a bit, but it was something that we were all asking each other about during the game as we were watching, so I feel like that was fair to bring up. At least we got one out of two Bobs. We're batting 500 for Bobs today.
Are we taking more phone calls today, or is that it for the phone calls today?
Well, yeah, we're taking a phone call from your Take the North podcast partner.
Oh, that's right. Dan Wiederer.
Yeah, the TTN podcast bought us Victory Chicken today. So
that's right.
Dan is coming on next with his observations from the Bears game. So we'll have the Take the North podcast live with Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score.
Wheezy!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.